Hey there, folks. Another year, another made show bike. As you may have noticed, this year is all about road bikes for me. So we're doing a mint, figuratively and literally, a mint CR1 here. So this is going to be the build bike for made. I've got some pretty fun stuff for it that we're going to go over in this video, and we're going to put this thing together and we're going to pack it down and take it on the airplane tomorrow. So, as usual, we're cramming. If it weren't for the last minute, when would anything get done? Right? So, a real important part of this build and how it all went in my mind, you know, what went with what era we were gonna go with here, was my wheel set of choice. I saw these, some Eurobike coverage on Escape Collective, and there was this wheel set that caught my eye in the Mavic booth, the Cerium Heritage wheel here. Cerium Heritage. And I was an early adopter to the Cerium wheel system when it was first introduced, right after the 1999 tour, I think. Put this up here. So yeah, I don't really know what to expect here. I've just seen photos, but this is an exciting thing for me when a brand as, how large are they anymore? I'm not sure, but a brand, you know, with the industry cachet such as Mavic, when they release something new, that is rim brake. That's always very exciting. So, Mavic being based in Vermont, I gave them a call and they set me up with a set for this bike. So if I could just get this French box open, let's see what's inside here. Something I was not sure about was going to be the internal rim width here. And you know, yeah, it definitely looks a little narrow, but not crazy narrow. All right, so here is the front wheel. Hopefully you could see that okay. Yeah, really nice. How well you could see all this. I really like the vintage logos on there. You know, wheel systems are never my favorite, but I don't know, there's... I'm coming around on this kind of thing. I don't know. It's like the, this is Y2K stuff. And I guess I got a connection to it. Didn't think I did, but I think this is cool. So we'll see what it looks like on the bike. I like how I don't have to use rim tape. Really nice build quality on the hub. Some nice machining there in the back. Cerium SL Heritage wheel system. Sub 1500 grams. I think we're going to measure. We're going to weigh them now, though. We're going to give them away. Okay, a little shout out to our sponsors, Umbras. These are the new Refugios armless sunglasses. Really great for cycling and all sorts of outdoor sports. Made in Italy, polarized. What else do you need? Oh yeah, I know what else you might need. Some shorts. Check these babies out. Features here, waxed canvas on the front and back. I just look so good in these, don't you think? Maybe you will too. And right here we have our mood board. I've been collecting these parts for a few weeks now. Of course, we got to have a custom painted Larkin stem to go along with the bike. But really, you know, everything was most decisions were made based around the King special jade color for made this year. This is really beautiful. So, as you can see, everything goes really nicely with the mint color here. Got some weird Mavic Modolo made aero levers. Of course, we're doing an XTR M950 rear Duramec, and been looking for an excuse to use this saddle for a while now. So this is a carbon shelled Sella Italia Flight TT, 165 grams. Barely feel this in my hand. Some nice Remo yellow bar plugs to kind of bring in the yellow on the Mavic wheel set that we'll be using, as well as the yellow on the Ron's logo. We do have some bar tape choices here. This is the zebra one that would, you see all the shadows here, that would presumably match the saddle, or we have a cloth tape that matches the green pretty well. So we'll see what we go with. Of course, we have this king matching jade sea collar. Unfortunately, they didn't do any hubs or in rim brake styles or anything else in jade. This was the only thing I can get from King. So wish King would still make a lot of the heritage stuff in these special colors, but I get it. Not many customers doing this. All right, being a show bike, we got to wax the chain. So we're using a gold, KMC X9SL. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. That's going to bring in some of the yellow on the frame also. So of course this needs to be waxed. So I'm just going to, we're going to do what Silka tells us to do. Oops, there's a hole in that bag, huh? Got to remove that factory grease. Getting agitated. I've always just thrown these chains in with those strip chips things that Silka sells. So this is my first time using the, but I'm all out of it. So I'm using this stuff. Okay, installing here a Synchros tie seat post on this Flight TT. Zero offset. Always trying to get right over the top of those pedals these days. About right. Okay, let's get that headset in there. Nice to see the jade parts go on here. It's a really cool color. Oh, I'm putting the King right side up by accident here. Well, that's a change for me. Kings are so unpopular right now, you know? Not the headset. This fork is so light. Very nice. Looking good. Maybe a little too much stack here. That's better. Okay. Yeah, that's better. Maybe I'll change this out for a gold spacer. These are titanium though. Matches the tie post, I guess. Maybe we'll keep that the same right now. All right, well, it's a little later in the day. I had to do some other work. So welcome to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I decided to go with these Nitto M151. I flared these out about 2 or 3 years ago. So they were on a bike for 3 years. I screwed up flaring these out. Went a little bit too much all at once and put that big bulge in the ramp there. A terrible bend. Would never put this on anybody else's bike other than mine. We're gonna continue running it. Curious about these levers, how they're gonna look. Weird, kind of weird ergonomics. Could look neat though, so I'm just gonna test fit them and see. These levers are really nice. Some nice, it's just nice. Whatever happened to Modolo? Modolo? Let me know in the comments. I can picture myself riding like this. Gotta grease these threads. I like to... Oh, these might be already have Loctite on them. I just like to grease my stem threads. Those things get pretty corroded, you know? Even in the little pockets where they sink into the recess of the stem clamp. Darren made me this stem also. Seems like he likes making stems. A lot of frame builders don't like making stems. Darren's done a lot of them. Darren's done a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff over the years. Crazy to think. Never thought he'd end up here. I'm talking about Darren Larkin, the frame builder. A friend of mine who I met on the Tour Divide in Montana. No, in Canada. Darren used to live in Los Angeles, and now he lives in Deep River, Connecticut, and he's making these frames. It's really cool. Okay, we've got something coming together here. Strange, the cranks are something special that I've been working on with Shovel Research, Sally. So we've got like a chain ring spider thing, but I ended up going with something a little bit more svelte, so we just had this on display. These levers are weird, but I think they're going to do the trick. Ow! Smells like hot wax in here. Turned on the waxer and forgot to put the chain in. Waxing your chain is not that hard, which is nice. I find the most annoying part, I'd say the most annoying part, the biggest deterrent for me in waxing my chain is weaving this stupid thing through. See, I got a bunch to go here. Man, try this on a Rivendell with two chains. I don't think so. Any Riv riders out there with your chain and a half waxing chains right now? Do they make extra large? I guess Riv riders with their chains and a half have to use a crock pot. I don't think a chain like that would fit in here. It's nice. Try not to forget about that. Okay, I had to move over into some better light on the other side of the workshop. So that's where we are. All right, well, I guess I installed the front derailleur, did a Suntour Superb Pro front derailleur. Looks pretty nice. I had ordered a Mavic one. It didn't show up in time. So one less French part, unfortunately. Still a beautiful front derailleur, obviously. So, of course, can't do anything with the cranks. I guess I'm gonna start on the wheels. It's really just wheels, brakes, and shifters. Wrap the bars. Okay, let's get going. Brakes, we're going with the fabled BRR600s. 57 millimeter reach, medium reach brakes, front and rear here. These are from the 9-speed Ultegra era, which is a very nice group set. Shimano made these mid-reach brakes that this would have been, you know, very late 90s, 97, 98. I had that 9-speed Ultegra group on my Eisentrout road bike at that time. Wow, what a nice bike that was. So a lot of this, a lot of these parts, I think, you know, this is the same era, it's Y2K. I think it's gonna go well with these weird wheels. We'll see. It'll be something different for me. I can't just be running the same old shit all the time, you know? I'm gonna have some same old, slightly newer shit. Okay. It's all set. These brakes work really, really nice. The pivots run on ball bearings. Just really cool that Shimano made a brake like this. And these are new old stock. Got them from EuroAsia right before they closed. Would have gotten a lot more had I known they were closing. Yeah, that looks good. That looks good. Okay, well, this is easy stuff. Put some wheels on. I'm going to mount these tires up. Of course, we're going with some Ultra Dynamica Cava Race 39s on this very narrow rim. I don't feel like wide rims are a huge deal. Maybe for aerodynamics, but that's what these bladed spokes are for. So they're definitely going to measure narrower than they would on a Velocity Quill. Let's see if I have a quill over here somewhere, maybe. You can see there's quite the difference there in inner rim width. Yeah. Of course, we are using latex tubes. I probably would use TPU. They weigh like half as much. Got them mounted up. Inflated to 70. Bring it down to my riding pressure, which feels maybe about 42, 43 there. Let's give them a measure. Yeah, so these measure in at 36s. Took about 2 or 3 millimeters narrower than they are on the quills. Oh yeah, I had to bring it down and see how she sits here. Not bad. Not bad. It's still hard to tell what it's going to look like without the cranks on there, of course, but we're getting somewhere here, aren't we? Okay. One day later here we are. Got this thing all decked out. Everything but the bar tape. I've got this zebra foam bar tape that I'm kind of scared of messing up in the packing process. So I'm going to leave the bars unwrapped for now. Whoa! Going to leave the bars unwrapped for now. Decided to go with these cranks just look so svelte and skinny. I just think they go with the aesthetic of the bike a lot better. So yeah, just gave this thing a pedal outside. Feels fantastic. So, time to break it on down and stuff it in a sack and catch an airplane. Okay, here it is. See if I can get a good shot of it. Not bad. It's pretty quick when you're using down tube shifters, which is nice. So, okay, let's put this thing in the bag. Okay. It's in there rather nicely, I gotta say. And I just grab it by the saddle there. Okay, we're going to Portland.
We had another year, another made.
another trip in a bag for one of Ronnie's bikes.
Remember, we found there was some damage last year.
Okay, I liked it.
I think it looks pretty, you know, it's pretty.
Not bad here.
It doesn't look banged up. It's fine.
Doesn't look banged up, yeah. Okay.
Every year there's like a gash in the...
Maybe that'll rub off.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just like...
Yeah, that'll rub off, yeah.
Maybe that's just sealant from the... I think it's okay. I guess still got to wrap the bars.
May 2025. Here we come.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Cheers.
Yeah. One more, baby. One more. Yeah, look at that ass, baby. Woo! Come on, baby. Come on. Give it to me. Give it to me, baby. Oh, yeah. Right on. Oh, yeah. Oh! You come!
I did come. Thanks for the fun photos, John Watson of the Radivist. It's always fun doing this sort of thing and showing off builds on the internet and in person to folks. So here's to 2025 made. See you next year. Bye.